लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। बिहाइंड द सीन्स, oh yes, exclusive insights, absolutely, eccentric characters, you bet. So pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals, and now let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. And I'm really honored to have a great guest to start in this episoding of this podcast, because we couldn't start this podcast series with anyone better, in my opinion, than Roberta Sparta. I like the Italian pronouncing, sorry for that, from Sparta Productions, because if she doesn't take action, normally there won't be a vertical to watch for us. So she's really important for the vertical world. And that's why I'm sending very warm greetings from Germany to LA. And welcome to this podcast. Hello, Roberta.
Ciao. Grazie. Thank you for having me.
Prego. That's so great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Everything is good in sunny California. And when I finish with you, I'll go back and cast more actors and, you know.
Yeah, you told me that you have in 2 days, you have three films which start. So
yeah.
My first question, because I'm a layperson, what this whole production work means, can you tell me, I heard from producers, from directors, from a crew, what people are necessary to produce a vertical? How many people have you around you, and what are they doing? Because I heard from a first director, from a director, what's different? I don't know what their jobs are, so can you explain for laypersons like
yes.
me what all these people have to do on set? That would be great.
Of course. So normally we have 18 to 20 crew members. So the people that work behind the camera.
Okay.
So you have the director. Then there is the first assistant who is in charge of the schedule and of finishing the day on time. So making sure that every moves finish the day within 12 hours, because we work 12 hours in the States. I know in Europe is less. They do
eight
hours or 10
yeah.
hours.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. Then there is sometimes we don't really have it, but there's a second assistant director that helps the first. So usually this person does, well, what are the call sheets? And so the call sheets are basically a piece of paper or digital that tells you what you do throughout the day. What scene number, who plays, what is needed. Do I need like flowers for a scene? You know, it's kind of like the master plan for the day. We don't really have that because I have such an amazing team that we merge two positions to save some money. So
yeah.
my coordinator, production coordinator, is also like a second AD. So basically the production team, it's me, a coordinator, and the first AD. We all work together to make sure that locations are fine, we have food, and
That's really important. Food is every time important.
Right. And in fact, one of the biggest complaints is always the food because it's not good enough, not spicy enough.
Some
But for
vegetarian,
this
some
production, I'm very excited. Vegetarian, vegan,
yes.
dairy-free, gluten-free, high protein. It's like it's everybody, yeah. It gets very bougie, like they say here in the States. But on this one, I'm very excited because we have our most favorite catering ever. He's amazing in the food. Everybody's because his name is Freedom, and he's great. He gives us great food. So all the crew members are already excited because they know the food is gonna be good.
Makes a better work environment, isn't it? Food
It
makes the
does.
people
It does.
happy.
And another, it, yeah. And then, well, then let me finish like with the people that we have. Then we
Yeah.
have director of photography. And so he's the person is in charge of how good it looks, like the lights and all of that.
Okay.
And then it's usually him or her, three cameras operators, because we
Yeah.
film with three cameras at the time.
Is this normal three or is this much? Three is
No,
normal.
the standard is three because you have to think that we do high page count. So normally we do 12, 13 pages a day, and think that a high budget movie normally shoots 3 pages a day at best.
Okay. Yeah.
So with three cameras, you move faster because you can
Okay.
capture faster, right? Then we have our gaffer, which is in charge of setting the lights. So the gaffer works with the director of photography to, decide the lighting scheme. And then there's a key grip, which I think is one of the toughest jobs because they have to, the word in English is rig. Rig lights sometimes, so like they go on ladder, they have to, fix
Okay.
stuff. It's a
Okay.
lot. Then we have our wonderful sound mixer, we have one artist, one hairstylist, one wardrobe, and last but not least, production designer. So they set the scene, right? So it's if there's a bar scene, we sure the bar looks good. They add all the in Italian it would be scenografia. It's like how you set the scene. So usually you have a production designer and a set decorator. And when we do stunt, which in vertical there's a lot, we also have a stunt coordinator that helps choreograph fire. So and if we use weapons, but everything is rubber, so like fake guns or fake knives, we have well, mainly specific for pistols in this case, we have armor. And when there is intimate scenes, we also have an intimacy coordinator to make sure that the actors' boundaries are respected. So there's a lot
Yeah, and you
that
are the
goes in
boss of
it,
all
but
them, or what? You are the big boss?
I kind of I guess you I mean they tell me usually I'm the mom more than the boss because
Okay.
you always have to make sure it would be like where's the bug spray, where's the sunscreen, where's the water, when is fear, like you're always
Yeah, you have
making
to
sure
watch
that
over that everyone is fine and everyone is
yeah,
happy. Yeah, okay.
happy, fed, that they'll get paid.
But
So yeah,
that's a kind of
absolutely.
this mama thing is a kind of Italian style. Isn't it? Mama is in Italy, really.
Also, probably.
The big mama. So
You can say that. You can say
when did
that.
you get connected to these vertical scenes? I think you haven't done verticals from the beginning when you started with your production company, hasn't you? Or no?
Yeah, no. So I was doing, and I still do, traditional independent films, right?
Okay.
So films that go on TV or, on streamers or movie theaters. So what happened was I was when I because I used to be an actor. I had been an actor my entire life. And then when the pandemic hit, a lot of the casting process went from going in person to a casting director to having to send in a self tape. And that kind of like turned me off because I am a people person. So I like to go and meet the person. And so, and also I'm now about 42 and I started when I was 16. So I'd done it for a long time and I wanted a change. So I did my last audition, was like, this is gonna be it. I'm retiring, I'm done. And then it turned out that that was Star Wars. And I did also book that. So that was my last like official role in the traditional
But a
filmmaking.
good ending, huh?
And it was a good one. So I was like, okay, I'm out. I've done my job here,
Couldn't
right?
get better, I'm out.
And so then I went in production. Exactly. I was like, what am I gonna do? A toothpaste commercial? I'm out. So basically I went in production and little did I know that what comes natural to me, which is organizing and management, is production. So I started as first assistant director. So I would make basically people give me a script. I break down the script, I make a schedule, and you basically tell everybody what to do, right? You organize everything. And I had no idea it would have took off so rapidly because I did some teen movies in a year. Like I literally like took off and people kept calling me and I loved it, but it's very stressful. First AD is one of the, if not the most stressful job on set because you have this weight that it's on you to make the day to accomplish everything because you're constantly pushing people. You have 5 minutes, you have 2 minutes, we gotta go. So it's very, and I saw that sometimes some of the problems could have been avoided if production would have made different choices, like different locations or different stuff. And so I said, I wanna go be a producer because I wanna fix the problem. And so I moved up and I was doing regular movies and then as I was making an independent film, I connected with he's now one of my best friends. His name is Coy. He's a director of photography. And he was telling me, this was in 23, that he was making verticals. And I was seeing a lot of people in LA doing verticals. And I was like, what is this vertical? Like, I need to know. I want to do is like, no, but you need to have experience. I was like, well, I have experience in movies. How different can it be? And finally, I got in, and I got in as an assistant director for Oliver Wong, who's also now one of my dearest friends and my neighbor. That was totally random, but we live like 2 buildings apart. So I started working as as Oliver assistant director, and I loved it. And as you know, for basically 2 years, I've been working on and off with the same crew. You kind of build and become a little family. I now moved up to, I do casting and line producer for him because he's also a producer. So he does a lot of the producer work. And I met so many people, so many new friends. I love casting actors, as a former actor, it just like I know what it means when the phone rings and it's like you got the part. And I love auditioning actors because I'm always available. It's like if you don't want to do a self tape, get on Zoom. I'll read with you. I'll redirect you
That's
because
great.
I don't want them to feel like they're abandoned and they just have to turn in a self tape because it's hard as an actor to do a self-tape. You have to find somebody that reads with you, so coordinate the light and all of that. And for me, it's like, let's just keep it simple. Hop on Zoom, I read with you, I record the Zoom, and then I send it to the client. So that has been giving me a lot of joy, and I love producing. I love bringing things to life from a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I love verticals because, like, talking to you right now, it has zeroed out the distance between the fans and who makes it, which goes for both the producers and the actors. Because you can also, like, talk to somebody on Instagram like we did, and that's how you connect. So it's a great space. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm also the more the person who likes to talk often directly, and I always say, why are make things so complicated with this whole internet and social media? It's so easy to get connected, and why not? If it doesn't work out,
Right.
so okay, then it doesn't work out, but we tried, you know what I mean? For me, this vertical community is, like you said, really honest and open. So I don't know. Have you made any bad experiences with this community in any case? Not only with the fans, or is it different to
No, so
the classic film productions, what the community is?
it is a different. I mean, not really. If anything, because the work model is the same. It's just in vertical, it's smaller.
Yeah,
It's less
shortened.
people. It's like, and the pace is so much faster. And also, well, actually, a little bit of the workflow is different because you see so much
Yeah.
less, 9 by 16. So all of them, shoes are important because most of the times you do see their shoes when, like, in horizontal. I don't know what shoes you're wearing. So, but like in terms of bad experiences with cast and crew, I want to say no. It's just sometimes the requirements, like we have so much to do in a day that sometimes you do have long days. But I have to say, even when we have long days, we always find a way to make it fun and push through the day, because what
That's
we
good.
do is incredibly hard. And but we all try always to keep a sense of fun and respect. So we, for instance, like in the traditional union world, a person that is not part of our department would never move a table because it's our department. In our case, although we know it's like not our department, we all help each other, right?
Okay.
So it's also true that, so it's like, even if I'm not art, I'm gonna go help. Or if I see an actor has, like, some flyaways
Yes,
and
yes.
maybe the hair makeup person is far away, I'm gonna go in and do it. I also know why the union is so, like, specific, because you wanna avoid making mistakes or breaking things. So everybody should do just, their specific department job. But
Yep.
here there's more of a sense of, we're all in it together. And I think at times it does bring a better, and I don't want to say better, a lighter vibe. And I mean, we did become our own little family, that's for sure. And
So,
it's pretty remarkable to see what these crew can do, because they execute a lot and very well. So yeah, I love it.
what's the normal way? Is there sometimes a client who comes to you with, listen, I have this script, but I want this actor and this, make it. So what's the
It's
traditional
a
way for you to start and to finish?
So I work for different platforms, right? Different apps. And usually when you receive the script, they will also give you an indication of what's the type, right? So if I have to cast James, they would be like, use these three actors as reference, check
Okay.
their availability. But then, of course, I have to present my options. So normally it takes 2.5 weeks to cast because I first reach out to same time is a breakdown. So there's like casting websites where you say, hey, I'm doing this job from this date to this date. I need these roles and this is the pay. And then I present links of selected actors where usually there's like 15 to 20. And sometimes I have to go through two or three rounds of 20s before they make a selection of six or seven.
Okay.
So the selected are going to send in a self tape. We watch the self tape and then like they're like, okay, call Mark, let's book Mark, but then maybe Mark is not available for all the dates. So then it becomes like the second game where it's like you need to negotiate dates, you need to negotiate rates. So it takes approximately like 3 weeks to seal a cast. And also we have a lot of a day player and background, so minor roles. And lately, average per production, I cast anywhere from 20 to 30 people per show, which is a lot.
Okay. And the final decision makes the client then
Yeah.
who he wants to have in this role? Okay. And how many time difference
Yes, the
when the cast is fixed, how many days are left until the production starts? Then is it also shortened in time?
very sure. So I would like, for instance, we start filming on Sunday. I locked principal cast last week. But then when it comes to, so like there's a week in between because we have to fit them. So try on costumes. And but for like day players, it happens multiple times. They cancel the same day or the day before, and I have to find somebody
Oh shit.
right away. Or at times it has happened that our crew members also go on camera because
Okay. Yeah,
we
okay.
were, I mean, I, if you look, it just released last week, it's called Gardner's Hot Temptation on Playlit. I'm in the opening frame because I played the therapist because they needed a
Okay.
therapist. So, you know,
I will watch it.
it's
Okay.
it happens on this one that starts on Sunday. I'll be playing a role as well. Whatever helps the production, I guess.
Yeah. So, and when did you move to LA?
I moved here in 2012, so it's a long time. It's now 13 years. Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw that they were producing also in Italy verticals. So maybe you can work also there or not.
Yes, I have something in the works, not yet, but I think I will next month. So things are happening because I want to film in Europe badly because my family is in Italy, my mom and my dad, and so I would like to be able to be there and also work. So I've been
Yeah, that's good.
pushing hard to do verticals over there.
How many verticals did you do with your production company till now?
I have worked in general because sometimes it's my production company, sometimes I just get hired. Probably, I'm gonna say it has to be 18.
Okay, a lot.
Yeah.
That's not
18
too.
verticals. Yeah, I legitimately lose count because right now I've been doing two or three a month. Like this month, I have three. They're not necessarily, you know, one like at the same time, but they're in the same month. Yeah.
And what do you think the vertical
And
industry and
how did you get verticals?
really? I was in the hospital and I don't have a TV. And
Yeah.
I always got these ads on Facebook, and I got shown all this advertising every
Okay.
time, and I tried to resist. But after a month, when I was in hospital, I don't have a TV. And I was scrolling, and there was it again. And I thought, oh, bullshit. And then I got a weekly membership of Real Short, was my first weekly membership. And because I was 2 weeks in hospital, I had a lot of time to watch verticals. And I watched the whole
Oh.
Real Short app, completely all released verticals. Yeah, I was a little bit addicted.
Love it. I love it.
But I didn't watch, and I don't watch today, the Asian ones. You know, where the original
How
language
come?
is. Yeah, because for me, some verticals are already, you can watch in German, but it's so badly synchronized, so badly. I always watch verticals in English, although
Oh.
I'm German. And I don't know why I have a problem with these Asian ones when the original language is Chinese and I have to watch it with the subtitles. I don't like to watch verticals with subtitles. And for me, this Chinese language is very exhausting to listen for an hour. And I don't know. And to really be honest, a Chinese billionaire CEO doesn't look like as hot as an American CEO. Sorry for that, but sorry for that,
I
but
love no, I like to hear this stuff. I like it. I like it.
because you know, I'm 5'10". I'm not a small person. And I really like it when there is an actor who is big, big shoulders, a little bit muscles, and when you see them, when they take care of a woman and they hug them, and that's cool. But the Chinese people are mostly smaller and thinner and not so muscle men. And that doesn't fit for me because I'm 5'10" and I can't imagine to get hugged from one of these persons. Sorry for that, but I feel more comfortable in the American verticals. So, yeah.
Love it.
And
Do you have a favorite male lead?
the actors, for me, it doesn't matter if they are really hot because they are mostly hot. Sorry for that, but I haven't seen any bad male
They're not
actor in
ugly,
a
no. Yeah.
vertical lead. So, for me, when I watch verticals, for me, it's always important that he's good acting. You know what I mean? That I don't like automatically every vertical where is, I don't know, Eric Gamet or someone in it and said, oh yeah, okay, when he plays the role, it's definitely good. Because I watched a vertical, for example, with Noah Fahnle, which I thought it was really bad, but the whole script was bad. So it
The
doesn't
script,
work
okay.
if you use Noah Fahnle, you can't make the script good. You know what I mean? So for
Yeah,
me,
'cause it depends on the script.
it's more important that I believe the role who they are acting, and for me it's realistic played and not because he's a hot guy, you know? And
Yeah.
so I like really the acting of Jennings Brower, for example. And Stephen Morena, but I always saw him in Mafia. I'm not sure if
But so,
I
okay.
don't believe him if he's not the mafia, because he's lookalike a mafia guy. And the mafia guy, some guys, I think it's bad. They are pigholed in some type of character. And when they
Yeah,
switch the
yeah.
character, it's not so good anymore. I don't know.
So, since you like stories, then over actors, which is great, what are some of your favorite stories or scripts that you've watched?
I watched a new vertical which really touched me, and it was the first time I had tears in my eyes when I watched it, because it was the first vertical where I felt like a little bit in my own life catched. It was the
Okay.
vertical which Shorten came out with Samantha Cruz. What was it called? It was on Real Short.
Well, let me know. I would love to know some titles that you liked, since you like stories more than actors.
Yeah, because I hate stories which are so worn out. Like every time a bad stepmom, every time a stepsister who's the
Yeah.
villain, then so much slapping, so much kidnapping, raping, harassment. Oh, really, come on, that's not, I don't want to have a real life story, because it's always nice to have good entertaining, but this totally worn out story with someone get kidnapped, someone get raped, or also the thing,
Yeah.
two people getting married and don't know each other? Really? They met at the wedding, and then everyone is 5 years apart, and then he come back, and then they have
I hear you.
a job together, and they even didn't know each other?
And they
Sorry.
don't recognize each other.
Yes. Sorry, but no. The title of the vertical, I mean, was "You Are My Destiny," on Real Short.
You are my destiny. I'll watch it. Good to know.
That was the first vertical really who catched me really deeply, because it was, and I saw a vertical 2 days ago with Gabe
Okay.
Armandon and Maya Green. Catch me if you
Okay.
can. There was no harassment, no slapping, but it was so entertaining. Really, it was so entertaining.
Awesome.
It's on Carlos TV. Catch me if you can, with
Carlos
Maya
TV.
Green and Gabe Amato. Amato? Amato? I don't know exactly the name. That was really entertaining. I was really lightened up after watching this. But sometimes it happens that when I see, okay, it's the same story like every time, stepmom, stepsister, kidnapping, murdering, harassment, I turn verticals off because
Yeah.
I don't feel entertained,
Yeah.
I would love when there were more stories a little bit more down to earth, you know what I mean? Because sometimes in verticals in the story, there is, they are kidnapping someone and didn't even get in jail. So, what? That's not real life. I don't want to have all
That's
completely
vertical
rare. A
life.
little bit fairy tale is always nice. But why have it always to be a billionaire? You know what I mean? I have the
How many,
feelings.
I feel like now I'm interviewing you. How many apps do you currently have on your phone?
48. I downloaded 48 apps, yeah, because I'm not that kind of girl
Oh,
who
wow.
watches vertical every day. But the thing is, when you saw once on Instagram an advertising for a vertical, you always get, when a vertical drops, new advertising. And I have
Yeah.
the feeling that every time it's a different app. And for example, apps like Playlet don't have a weekly membership or like that. Apps where you have to buy for every single episode coins. I don't do that, because there is one vertical I immediately for 45, 50 euros. And I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's so much money. there are some people who have a lot of more apps than me. And that's really kind of bullshit. It would be better if it would be more compromised to standard apps. I say five, six standard apps, like, I don't know, Realtor, DramaBox, and so on. But there are popping up every more. And that's for people to watch really difficult, because then is on this app one who you would to watch, but it's only this one. Then on the other app drops a few days later. And I have the feeling that at the moment a lot of verticals drop out every week. I'm not sure if the development, this fast development of this vertical world is really good.
True. I get it. I get it. Yeah, well, it's interesting to talk to, for me also to talk to you, because I always want to understand, we make them, but what's your experience watching them?
Sometimes the
Like,
quality of the story gets even worse. Or sometimes the ridiculous thing was there was dropped the exact same story, totally exactly the same. It was the story when one sister got frozen for 30 years then, and she had
I'm
two
missing this.
stepbrothers, and two di total different casts, two total different platforms, but exactly. Totally
Same.
exactly the same. And they were released exactly, I think, 1 or 2 days. And that's stupid. For me, it's more like this vertical I told you, with more down to earth stories, you know? And one story, but this story produced really good. Then it's entertaining. Sometimes I have the feeling that the vertical is produced so fast that the sound is not so good, or sometimes the scening is not so good. Sometimes you already see loves the actor to being in this role or not, or is he or she just making it for money? You see it. And that's
I hear
kind
you.
of quality, in my opinion, who gets less because of this whole fast development in this world. I think so. But it's just my opinion.
Yeah, and no, you're very correct, because ultimately, I think it's ever changing. The stories that we tell will keep changing, and I really want to, and that's what I'm working on. I want to film better. I wanted to create better stories and film higher, higher quality content, because ultimately it is entertainment, and so it has to be a good, like, it has to make you, I don't want to say happy, but like you said, it was very meaningful what you said. I felt that story resonated with me, right? You want to be touched by what you're seeing. So I really hope that moving forward, we can all do a better, like, cohesive effort in creating higher quality content. So, and I also understand how overwhelming it may be to have so many different apps every day.
Yeah,
That's
it
also another thing that, yeah, because it also becomes too much for you guys to, like, for the audience, right? To absorb, because you're like, this app, this other subscription, it would be better to almost have either less or like an organized hub of
is.
sorts.
It's getting expensive. If you want to watch in so
And
many
expensive.
different apps, it's really getting expensive. I
Is there any
think
app that just lets you watch ads? Would you do that if it's just ads and there's no subscription?
the problem is I don't watch the ads because you can only watch, I think, five, six ads per day. And I love to watch the whole story. And if you have to watch ads so that you don't have to pay, you have to watch six ads per day, then you can watch six episodes per day, then you have to wait until the next day that you can watch again. And for me, that's not good when I cannot watch it in a whole thing. And some also there were some when you can watch ads, but maybe the last 5, 6 periods you cannot watch with ads, you have to pay for. So you can watch the first, I don't know, 50 episodes by ads. But then if you want to see it
But
till the
then
end, you have to pay for the last 5, 6, 7 episodes. So for me it's more comfortable to get a membership, a weekly membership, monthly, I don't know.
right.
And then I can watch not only one show, I can watch two, three, four shows. I can re-watch shows. That's why I don't like apps where no membership are offered. Because it gets really
Is offered.
expensive to watch more than one show there. Because sometimes the episodes are not even a minute. And that's
Correct.
for me too expensive then to pay for not even a minute, nearly
Of
one
course.
euro. So it for me it
So,
doesn't fit.
yeah.
Yeah,
Interesting.
that's a thing. Yeah, so this vertical world, what last question before I ask you a 5 question quickie, as I call it.
Okay, I love it.
What would you wish as an improvement for this industry? What do you think would be great if the vertical industry make this move or will develop something more?
Sure. Definitely starting from a creative standpoint, I would like to see entertaining stories, action, maybe comedy, healthy or healthier storylines where women don't get slapped and kidnapped all the time. It can still be, you can still also have more of, let's say, the sexy stories, right? The steamy ones, but you don't have to go like that far. There's a way to make also the spicy romance a little bit healthier, I want to
Yeah.
say. That's the word that comes to mind. And yeah, that's what I want to see from the creative side is better stories. And then from the execution side, we still have ways to go to improve our production flow. And of course, it's always meeting expectations and the bar you have, but I think there's things that can be improved there as well. And it starts from the script. There is a way by which we can shorten the script 5, 6 pages, makes our creative on set life so much easier. If we have just that little less to do, makes a whole difference. And also, like going forward, big picture, I really do believe eventually they're gonna condense. So there's not gonna be 100, there's gonna be maybe like 10 or 20, right? That becomes more manageable for the audience as well. And I also, because one of the most powerful effect of the vertical is that it is empowering actors because people want to watch sometimes, like you go about stories, other people's like, oh, I'm going to watch everything that so and so makes. So I think involving actors a little bit more in the creative process would definitely be something to be talked about. So yeah, just overall more caring for the story and more sharing with the people that make the story happen.
That's a nice word. More caring for the actors and more
Just came out.
caring and sharing. How poetic as this late in the okay, for you it's not late in the evening, so I want to
No.
do on every episode, I will ask every person five quick questions. And I wanted to ask you to give me five quick answers. The thing who came to your come to your mind immediately, okay? So for me, it's important because I love to cook. What's your favorite dish?
Right now, pasta with pesto, like
Yeah, okay, you're
linguine
Italian,
with
so
pesto.
that's it's Italian. So okay, this doesn't. Do you get good pasta in Los Angeles?
I have to make it. I have to be
Okay.
honest. Italian restaurants here, they're not hitting it. So kitchen
I
is the way
thought
to
this.
go.
I thought this. What's your favorite film? You don't have to produce it. What's your favorite film? What film you said that's really
I said
good?
it yesterday. I said it yesterday. I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna go with a 2025 release, and it's Formula One with Brad Pitt. It's
Also,
I'm an F1 girl. Like, I grew up watching F1 with my dad, at home. And also, fun fact, one of my favorite script supervisors and verticals, her name is Alina. We also became friends. We are going to Vegas in November to
really?
watch the F1 live. We are obsessed.
That's great. What's your actual favorite song?
Ooh. Well, what makes me in a good mood is usually like a general, like, upbeat. I like What a Wonderful World. What a Wonderful World. That one.
Na
But I also like a
na
lot just in general, upbeat with a good drum type of vibe. Like, it makes me zone out, and I think I'm at the beach in front of my computer. So
That's cool. Yeah, okay, you have the sun in Los Angeles to
I
have this
do a lot
to
of
have
it.
the beach feeling. Okay. What's your favorite vertical? Do you watch verticals by yourself?
I do watch verticals on set too, because it's both something and something that I study what can be done better, and I think as of today, my favorite vertical is, I think the final title is My $1 Million Substitute Job. And it's with Nick Garabedian. It's on Playlit. And it's Nick and Mary McLeary. And it's so cute because Mary actually played two different characters. So, because it was like a twin
Yeah,
situation.
okay. And then I know which one you mean. Yeah, with a twin.
And I liked it. I also quite enjoyed last year. I enjoyed making it because I love Christmas. So we
Me
made a
too.
Christmas photo last year. So I wish we did more of them. I definitely want a Western verticals because I
Yeah, that
love
would be my next
Western
question.
movies.
Which genre is definitely needed in verticals?
We gotta make a Western, like a true Western and action.
Yeah, I think also Western with so saloon like, and that would be really nice. But I think it would be difficult to make from production side, not? Okay,
We can
so
do it. We can do it, no
okay.
problem.
Okay, so if I ever won a lottery and if I ever have enough of much of money, I will say, Roberta, please make me a Western vertical, okay? Then you will do it, okay? Roberta, it was really nice for having you.
Good.
Thank you very much for joining me,
Thank you.
for being the first one, but definitely not the last one here. And maybe, who knows how long this podcast will exist? Maybe we will meet in 1 year or 2 years again when this whole vertical industry
Why not?
maybe changed 180% again and got some new ideas.
We'll see, Change is the one constant factor. So changing, and we got to change for the better.
Good word for the end. So thank you very much. And I wish you very much fun and non-chaotic work with these three movies you're starting. And thank you for joining me here.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.